Hi, I'm John. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the director of our provincial churches. At Victory, we are committed to plant churches all over the Philippines, believing that together we can disciple this nation. Hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
I would like for you to turn your Bibles to John chapter 5. We are on week 2 of our series, Abide. And of course, ito rin yung naging theme natin for our prayer and fasting. But we want to continue on by looking at John chapter 5, verse 19, all the way to verse 29. I would like for you to read the Bible out loud with me. As we've learned, no, we have to read the Word because faith comes from hearing. And there's something powerful that happens when we confess the Word. So let's read verse 19 all the way to verse 29. And this is what it says. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of His own accord, but only what He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all that He Himself is doing. And greater works than this will He show Him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom He will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. And He has given Him authority to execute judgment, because He is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Let us pray. God, we thank You for Your Word that gives life. God, we ask as the Word has been read and as the Word is preached, I pray, God, that Your life-giving power flow to each and every one of us. That in the midst of the lifelessness and the smell of death all around us, may we see You as the ultimate life giver. Speak to us today, Lord. Breathe life afresh on each and every one of us. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about how the Word gives life. And I remember when the pandemic happened and ang dami talagang mga, people getting sick early 2020s. And then, of course, we were on lockdown. And we see all over the news that hindi lang yung mga cases rising, but even the death rate rising. Okay? And of course, we started hearing more and more of people that we know, people who are close to us, who have been affected by this pandemic. I remember hearing one of the wealthiest people in the world, one of the popular people in the world, hindi ko na lang siya i-quote, okay? But this is what he said, that the goal during this pandemic is just to survive. Just to survive. And I think when we think of what's happening all around us, so nga, no? It's good advice in a way, it's a good advice in a sense, kasi nga, let's be grateful for the gift of life that we still have. And yet, something does not sit right with me when I heard that. Na parang, okay, the goal is just to survive. Parang it is a simplistic way of saying something, but it's also losing another thing. Another thing that we have to embrace, another thing that we have to look forward to. Kasi nga, pag sinabing, just survive, no? Parang it's as simple as living thing or non-living thing. And it's simple as whether you're alive or you're dead. It's as if nothing is in between. In research, especially sa medical field, meron tayong tinatawag na QALYs or DALYs. For those of you familiar, di ba, merong quality adjusted life years. Ito yung mini-measure kapag you know, a person gets a treatment and how many more years or healthy years or perfect health would you gain if you get this treatment or this intervention. Diba? Kaya yung iba, tinitina, magpapakipotherapy ba ako or mag-take ba ako ng ganitong certain treatment. There's risk involved. Pero the qualities, ito yung quality that will be adjusted. The risk and the benefit. Okay? That helps us see the other side of the treatment. And meron din tinatawag na DALI, okay? Or Disability Adjusted Life Years. Ito naman yung reverse, the measuring of the years that we've lost if we would have been in perfect health. Like people who could have been, if you were well, ano kaya yung na-lose mo? If you've been working all this time, and marami sa atin ramdam ngayon yan, kasi nga, dahil sa pandemic, if pandemic did not happen, or kung hindi ka naka-quarantine, you could have earned this much. And of course, that's only the financial side, the medical aspect of it. Pero syempre, the long-term effects could also have some social, emotional, even mental impact. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, because in most cases, people don't really get to appreciate how much life they've been given until we have lost them. Until we realize, ito pala dapat yung life that I should have, and yet somehow I've missed that. And I'm sharing that to remind us from the story that we've read, and of course, the context of that, that God wants us to not just survive, but really to thrive. God wants man to not just survive, but to thrive, meaning to flourish, to grow, to increase, to become better. God wants us to thrive and to have life abundantly. And He did it through the coming and the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we read the passage in John chapter 5, but if you look at the first part of the chapter, we find there the story of a man who was considered an invalid, one who was crippled for 38 years. And if you can imagine that 38 years, he was in this pool of Bethesda, and he's been waiting for his life to improve. In fact, merong superstitious belief that time that if the water had some ripples, maybe that's a time that an angel touched it and everybody would rush to get to the water. And there's the belief that if you touch the water, they will get well. And of course, this invalid for 38 years, this crippled man, imagine 38 years, could not walk, could not do anything. He could not even go to the pool quickly enough to get well. I'm sure he would have, you know, waited even, you know, at night time when everybody's asleep, kasi baka may chance na gumalaw yung pool doon, and he would be the only one who could go there, and yet somehow he would still miss that. And Jesus came into this scene, talked to this crippled man, and told him, "Do you want to get well?" And of course he said, "I want to get well." Of course, sabi niya, "Pick up your mat and walk." And he heard the word from Jesus, the Logos, the living word, and he responded. I could imagine, siguro 38 years, he might have lost all hope. Siguro hindi na siya nag-take action. Ay, gumagalaw na, mauuna naman sila, siguro, wag na lang. But for some reason, when this man heard Jesus, he responded, I'm sure it was a bit of a surprise. Aba, nagagalaw ko na pala yung legs ko. Aba, nakakatayo na pala ako. And pick up in his mat and eventually walked out of that situation. After 38 long, painful, difficult, lifeless years. Of course, all of us would have been surprised and happy for the man. And of course, Jesus was celebrating that. The disciples were probably amazed with what happened. But some people did not react so well. Some people actually got mad at Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. And actually, when he was talking about this and his response when he revealed himself to the one who got healed, the Jews were actually trying to kill him because of this reason, as we read in John chapter 5, in this verse, sabi niya, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. So, siguro kung tayo yung mga disciples and Jesus was already being threatened, siguro baka medyo, okay, Jesus, medyo atras muna tayo ng konti, hinay-hinay ng konti. But Jesus was not about to give up on this. He was not just about to give up on what happened. In fact, He explained what He did. He explained what was happening by giving us, in the passage that we read, three times, this phrase, truly, truly. Yung word na truly, truly dito, sobrang amazing dito kasi nga, this is a word, the word truly actually is the word amen. And tayo, familiar tayo sa amen. Kasi nga, we say that at the end of our prayers. We say that when we agree with someone, amen. It's like saying, verily, truthfully, let it be. So shall it be done. Parang ganun. Amen. We believe it. We agree with that. And itong word na truly nito, it appears, truly, truly, actually appears 25 times just in the Gospel of John alone. And when it says truly, truly, hindi siya yung amen at the end, it's just like an introduction, an emphasis marker that what is about to be said is something that is very, very important, something that we should understand, something that we should not miss out because it will help interpret the passage. It will help explain everything that happened and what God really wants to say when He did what He did. So let's look at these three truly, truly in this passage. Let's look at the important things that God was revealing in this context, in this story, in this passage. And I believe that as we hear this, as we look at this, as we open our hearts and our minds and our understanding to what God is saying here, that God's life will flow to each and every one of us. The first one is found in the verse that we read. So Jesus said to them, verse 19, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son cannot do nothing of His own accord, but only what He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. So isa sa mga reaction ng mga tao na why He did that, of course, He did something on the Sabbath. He worked on the Sabbath. So galit na galit yung mga religious leaders at that time, you know. And He was saying that I'm only doing what the Father is doing. In other words, the Father is working on a Sabbath when all they know, historically, that God rested on a Sabbath. And Jesus was saying that not only that God was working on a Sabbath, He's calling God His Father. And Jesus was explaining here that He had perfect unity. There's perfect unity between the Son of God and God the Father. He was basically saying that He only does what the Father is doing. Whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. He's basically saying that He is the perfect expression of the Father's intent and the Father's actions. You know, in verse 20, He went on by saying that, for the Father loves the Son and shows Him all that He Himself is doing, and greater works than this will He show Him so that you may marvel. Ibig sabihin nito that He was talking about how the Father and the Son, there's love relationship between the Father and the Son. And this love relationship is shown to Him in greater ways than how God has revealed Himself maybe to Moses or to Abraham, or how God may have revealed Himself even to the religious leaders of the day. He was talking about how God was revealing these works and even greater works. And for what purpose? For the people to marvel, for the people to be in awe and amazed. But not just si parang, wow, galing. No, but it's really a response that says, okay, so what's next? What are these really pointing to? Kaya nga sinabi ni Jesus dito, that greater works than this will He show. Greater works than seeing a paralytic rise. God was about to do something that He can even raise the dead. In other words, this is gonna thing. This is just the beginning of the many things that God is still going to do. And verse 21 goes on by saying, "For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom He wills." What a profound statement! What a shocking statement! No, hindi lang claiming to be the to be one with the Father, being loved by the Father, that God is a Father, to be the Son of God, and to be someone who's been loved by God, but someone who can raise the dead just like God the Father. Meaning, Jesus is saying here that the Father and the Son are equal in power and authority. Now, one shocking statement after another. Ito pa yung sumunod dun. The Father For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son. Think about that. In other words, that from this day on, the Father will not judge things apart from the Son. Merong perfect unity, perfect, you know, love relationship, and then they're all in agreement even in the area of judgment. Ibig sabihin, from now on, as this was explained, where the people thought that it's only God who judges, ito na ngayon yung explain niya, the Father's judgment is now expressed through the Son's judgment. That Jesus has come to distinguish and separate what is truly life-giving and what is no longer life-giving. What leads to righteousness and what leads to condemnation. What leads to eternal life and what leads to eternal judgment. You know, this is a very powerful message that the people were hearing back then. And I believe a very important message that we all need to hear. In fact, sobrang connected talaga yung the Father and the Son. That Jesus went on by saying that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. And whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. So ngayon, mas lalo pang nagkaroon ng qualification. Hindi mo pwedeng sinasabing ino-honor mo si God, but if He's not your Father and you don't honor the Son. But if you honor the Son, it's the same as honoring the Father. And if you don't honor the Son, you also don't honor the Father who sent Him. I believe this gives us a very simple but yet very powerful, profound thing to know and to understand and to believe that Jesus is the ultimate life giver. If you want to know who Jesus is, He is a life giver. In fact, if I think about Jesus, talagang, wow, life really comes from Him. You know, John even explained this through the miracles that he did. Yun yung purpose ni John when he wrote the gospel. He wanted to show that Jesus is truly the Son of God. And He is such a life giver. Think about this. The first miracle that Jesus did recorded in the book of John was actually turning water into wine. A seemingly insignificant event. And yet, God is showing, think about this, Jesus is truly the life of the party. Naku, parang the party was headed towards destruction, shame, and a lifelong reputation of how, wow, this couple got married, the family threw a party, and they could not even entertain the guests. And yet, Jesus performed a miracle by turning water into wine. And there was a grand celebration. Yung reputation na-reverse. Grabe, yung iba, inaantay muna nilang malasing lahat bago nila sinaserve yung mga not-so-good wine. Pero kayo, baliktad, okay na yung wine. Pero mas naging okay pa because of the miracle that Jesus performed. He brought something that was about to go bad into not just to the way it was before, but even better. And not only that, you know, He would teach people, feeding them spiritually, 5,000, 3,000, sobrang haba ng preaching niya, feasting on God's word, tulad ng ginagawa natin ng fasting. But guess what Jesus did? Let's feed them physically. Multiply the bread and the fish, only rice, only bread. And He could have done just enough, but what we realize, yung miracles niya, to overflowing, baskets full, left over. I can imagine people bringing home this extra bread, may take home pa, no? May extra fish. They wonder, grabe, itong miracle na ito, saan ang galing ito? Paano na-multiply ito? Wala silang mabili. Ang layo ng pwedeng pagkuhanan nito. And yet, this thing happened. It's an experience that even lasted longer than the event itself. Not only that, when Jesus saw people who were in chains, demonized, hurting themselves, Jesus would set them free and their lives will turn around. And what is more, He would see a funeral and raise the dead and it becomes a living party. Jesus is showing here that He is the ultimate life giver. Not the religious leaders, not our religious works can accomplish that, not our superstitious beliefs and the practices that we think we keep. That if only do this, maybe we'll have life. You know, if we put this, ano ba itong salamin na ilalagay natin, or whatever it is that we think that we do, maybe we'll have a better life. Or pag nagwalis ka ng gabi, mawawala yung life, abundant life that you're supposed to have, or all these other things that we think. Jesus is basically saying that Jesus is the ultimate life giver. Life is found in our relationship with God. The closer we are to Him, the more life we experience. Because Jesus is bringing us to that kind of a relationship with God, to the point that we can call God our Heavenly Father. That's why my prayer for all of us in the midst of the lifelessness or deadness that we're going through, some of us may feel like we're just like a zombie going through life. I pray that God will breathe life afresh on you to quicken something in you. It's just like realizing that everything that you have right now is just a dream, and this is now real living. You are now awake to experience who God is and to taste and see that indeed God is alive and that God is good. Of course, I'm also praying that for those of us who are getting, you still have some sickness or, you're going through some challenges in life physically or maybe some form of disability. I don't know how long that is in your life, but I'm praying that God will do a miraculous healing and work in your life. Kaya na-amaze nga ako sa testimony kasi 2 weeks ago, I heard a testimony of someone who got COVID, recovered, and nung na-recover siya, hindi niya na kailangan mag-insulin. Can you imagine, pati yung ibang sakit na heal? I also heard of another person who got COVID and in the midst of recovering, na-normalize yung kanyang creatinine. And I'm wondering how many of us kaya sometimes just take life as it comes and give up on our hopes for a better life. I believe God wants us to look to Him and there's a better life that He wants to offer to each and every one of us. Now, I'm not saying lahat ng sakit natin mawawala. You know, maybe there will come a day that all of that will be forever removed after resurrection with the new heavens and the new earth. But I'm just wondering how many of our, many of us kaya, we're just going through life and just accept the way it is. Eh, ganyan talaga. May long-term effect talaga sa COVID. Maybe 3 months, 5 months. You know, instead of just staying there, maybe go to God and say, God, can you heal me, Lord? Can you shorten this pain? Can you shorten this suffering? And even if maybe that doesn't happen, maybe it's a prayer that, God, how can I flourish in the midst of all of this? How can I thrive in the midst of this? Lord, ano yung life na gusto mong ma-experience ko in the midst of all of these challenges? That my life will be a testimony and that my life will declare that we can have life even in the midst of a dying world and a broken world. Jesus is the ultimate life giver. Get to know Him. Get to know God as a Father. And get to know this kind of a God that who loves you so much. He, though we were enemies of God because of our sins, He calls us as His own. And He gives us the right of a child of God. And there's a blessing attached to that. And it's not just about going to heaven, but experiencing a full and abundant life. You know, John, in his letter, first letter of John, first John, okay, explain this all the more. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. And whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. That shows us that indeed Jesus is the ultimate life giver. If we have Jesus, we have that life. A full life, an abundant life. Life to the full. And not only that, the Bible says, eternal life. And then in the passage that we read, this is where the second truly, truly comes in. Ito yung sinabi ni Jesus dito. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Here, Jesus is basically saying that, you know, life is in Him. And it happens, we receive that life when we hear His word. Of course, the implication here is we hear His word and believe what He said. That we believe in Him. And of course, in establishing na yun in the first truly truth, that when we believe in Him, it's also believing in Him who sent Him. This is the path to everlasting life. Because the Father and the Son are so united in their work. You know, it's true that if we know Jesus, we know the Father. And if you believe His word, Jesus, the Logos, the living word, the word that became flesh, we believe in God who sent Him. You know, this is something that is very important for us to understand, that believing in Jesus, what He said and who He is eternal life. So eternal life is not something that we have when we die and go to heaven, but eternal life begins with knowing Him, with knowing Jesus, with hearing His word that brings life, and like a heart that's been made fertile and ready, we receive that word. That's why we can say right here, right now, that we are already a child of God. Not when we die and meet God face to face. We can say right here, right now, that we have been saved by grace through faith. Not because of who, what we did, but because of what He did. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is. And it's a reality that has started, and it's reality that will continue going on until we see it in its fullness and its completion. I like the idea of an everlasting life or an eternal life because it gives us a picture of how it's a life that never ends. It's a life that continues compared to the temporal life that we have right now. No, it's an age-like characteristic. Meaning, tayo kasi pag sinabi natin aging, di ba, parang depends on what age you have. It's just like you have full life when you were a child, and then your life are slowly ebbing away and slowly dying to nothingness. Pero yung eternal life that God really offers pala, it's just like us, not just at our peak, but even better than that, and it's something that never ends. And it begins with believing in Jesus, what He said and who He is. That's where eternal life happens. And it is my prayer that when we come to God, read His word, or listen to a preaching, that it's not just something that we get, informed, but I hope that we get transformed inside and out. Kasi nga, we receive the word of God in faith, and we believe in what Jesus said, and who He is. More than believing in the pastor preaching or the victory group leader sharing, but this is God's living word. And He is always true to His word, and His power is backing up every message that He gives to each and every one of us. Thirdly, the third truly here in this passage that we read is found in verse 25. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Think about how powerful that word is. Think about the power of and the beauty of God's word, that when God speaks, when the word of the Lord, the living word, Jesus, the Son of God, speaks and people hears His voice, even the dead will live. That shows us that His word, His life is more powerful than death. Sabi dito, for as the Son has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. No wonder Jesus would not just pray and say, God, if You can do this, Lord, if it's Your will, do this. No, He would just speak it. Stand up, walk, get well, be free. Because there's life in His word. And look at this. He has given Him authority to execute judgment because He is the Son of Man. Sabi pa niya, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice. So kung nagmamarvel na yung mga tao, talaga, they could walk kahit Sabbath. If God was not working on a Sabbath, so paano niya napagaling tong taong crippled for 38 years? No, God was working. Jesus was working because sin brought destruction to this world, because the enemy is working to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus started working when sin entered. God continued working when sin entered. And that work is for the redemption of mankind. And now Jesus is here, not just to heal the crippled, not just to, feed the multitudes, not just to cast out demons and set people free who are tormented mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But He came to bring judgment, of course, to the enemy, to destroy the works of the evil one, and also to bring judgment to us, but not just so that we can be judged whether we're headed for judgment or direction, but God could save us and breathe life to us so that we can be a people who will pass on from death to life. Kaya nga sabi niya dito, an hour is coming when those who are in the tombs will hear His voice. So the dead will come to life, and they will come out, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. So eventually, a time is coming. Okay, so meron pang future coming na resurrection will happen, and then the judgment will come. Magkakaroon ng separation. Those who will head for the resurrection of life, and those who will head for the resurrection of judgment. Eternal separation from God. Eternity apart from God. Pero yung pinaka-desire ni Lord is that we will have eternity with Him, the real life giver, the ultimate author and source of life. Hindi lang to physical bios life, but Zoe, the quality life, more than we could ever dream or imagine. And this is what He said in John chapter 14 to explain it all the more. Sabi niya dito, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So to prove what he was saying in John chapter 5, that the dead will hear the voice of God and live. Ito na, sinasabihan na si Jesus ng mga disciples, punta tayo dun kasi balita namin may sakit si Lazarus. Sabi niya, oh, it's okay, let's stay a little longer. And then finally, ah, wag na tayong pumunta, Jesus, kasi namatay na pala si Lazarus. So sabi ni Jesus, okay, now it's time, let's go there. And then he met Mary. Mary was crying. If you've only been here, maybe hindi na siguro siya namatay. You know, and then, iyak si Jesus doon, pero tayo, si Martha din, di ba? Sinabi niya kay Martha. Sabi, Martha said, if only you've been here, siguro hindi siya namatay. And ito yung sinabi niya, I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who lives, believes in me, shall never die. So to prove this passage in John chapter 5, that when the word of God speaks, life comes out so powerfully, even the dead would hear and raise the voice. Jesus went to the tomb, kahit medyo amoy patay na doon sa tomb, and he spoke, Lazarus, come forth. And then this Lazarus, been dead for 4 days, covered in graveyard clothes, came out alive. Inutusan pa ni Jesus yung mga disciples, remove his graveyard clothes. What a powerful display of the living word conquering the smell and the power of death. To show us that Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life. In other words, Jesus is the ultimate life giver. We have to look to Him for who He is. And we have to believe His word. So what He says represents who He is. And eternal life takes place when we do that. And in a way, parang ganun din tayo. We are spiritually dead. But when we hear the word of God, we come to life. And now, we don't just stay, thank God that I'm alive again, I got born again. We have to remove the graveyard clothes, the smell of death that's on us. Yun yung discipleship na tinatawag natin, disciples helping us be shaped and molded to become who we are truly meant to be. And we have to believe in Jesus, not just for who He is, not just for what He said, but for what He did. Not just the raising dead people to life, but ultimately what He was about to do, greater works that He was about to show to us, that He is indeed the resurrection and the life, at hindi lang yung bubuhayin niya yung patay, but He has the power to lay down His own life, and He will pick it up again, just like what John chapter 10 verse 18 says. Ganun siya ka-powerful. He can give life, not just to the dead, but He can even face death Himself, lay down His life, and pick it up again. So He prophesied, after 3 days, I will rise again. True enough, Jesus rose from the dead. Pero teka muna, backtrack lang ng konti. I don't know if you realize this, that when Jesus died, the very moment He died and gave up His spirit, there was a great earthquake. The temple curtain was torn from top to bottom. In Matthew 25, you can check this later, 51 to 53, that many dead people, the tombs were opened and the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised to life. And they came out of the tombs after His resurrection. So hindi lang pala si Jesus yung patay na nabuhay. Along with Him were dead people who heard the word and the power of Jesus, the resurrection and the life, reached to them, and they came out and appeared to many. Grabe, what a witness. Of course, may mga tao din ayaw maniwala. Even the disciples, like Thomas, who doubted that, you know, until I put my finger in his hand and on his side, I will never believe. And guess what? Hindi naman intimidated si Lord with our doubts. He went to Thomas and says, okay, Thomas, here it is. Put your finger, put your hand. To lovingly show who doubts that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. Actually, that's what John was trying to do in the gospel. He was trying to show to us with the 7 I am statements. Kasama na dun yung I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Kasama na dun yung I am the resurrection and the life. Kasama na dun yung I am the light of the world. Kasama na dun yung I am the bread of life. To show us, together with the 7 signs and miracles, marami pang miracles na ginawa si Jesus. Di ba? Pero pinili lang yung 7 to show that Jesus is indeed the Son of God that became the Son of Man so that we, sons of man, can become children of the living God. That the ultimate life giver, the Word, came in the flesh, spoke His will and His ways, did what He needed to do, so that us who are dead and dying and under the powers of sin and death can experience life. Full life, abundant life, eternal life in Him. Kaya nga sinummarize ni John to at the end of his gospel. Of course, may chapter 21 pa yung post-resurrection, but John was really explaining this explicitly why he wrote the book. Now, Jesus did many other things in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God. And that by believing, you may have life in His name. I pray not just this week as we've heard the preaching, but every single day as we open the Word of God, the written Word, so that we can get to know who Jesus is. So that through Him we can know God the Father. And in the process, we get to know who we are in Him. And we would know the blessings that is in His name, the power that is in His name. And the more we know Him, I pray the closer we are to Him, I pray that God's life, the Zoe kind of life, the quality of life, become a living reality to each and every one of us. I know that in this life, while it's still a broken world and a broken creation, while our bodies are not fully redeemed yet, there will still be some challenges that we will face. Maybe sickness, maybe some disabilities. But you know what's the greatest disability? The greatest disability a man could ever have is not knowing Jesus. And I hope that in the midst of our challenges, I hope that we will not be paralyzed and kept with where we are. But as we draw near to Jesus, as we abide in Him and His Word abide in us, I pray that more and more we will see that the lifelessness, the smell of death, the graveyard clothes, and the power and the sting of death will be removed in our hearts. Kaya pala pag nakilala natin si Jesus and we accept and we believe in His name, can you imagine? Jesus is more powerful than death. And one of the first things that God removes in our hearts when we come to Him is the fear of death. We will no longer be judged according to our works. Talaga, resurrection of life for those who do good, resurrection of judgment to those who do bad. And dami kong ginawang masama. I'm sure resurrection of judgment ako. Resurrection of good, I'm not good enough. Sabi ni Lord, be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. But guess what? He did what we could not do. He lived the sinless life we could not live. He died the death that we should have died on the cross, taking our place, so that we can receive forgiveness, so that we can receive the blessings that we could not deserve, including eternal life. Not just eternal life, not just going to be with God in heaven. Not because of how good we are, but because of how good He is. So I do pray that as we abide in Him and let His Word abide in us, that we can truly say, God, I know that I am now Your child. You have given me a new life. And You are now my Heavenly Father. And eternal life has already begun. And I can see it more and more, bigger, greater, clearer, in every way that You would want to manifest the life that You want me to have, and the life that You want to fill me with, and the life that You want to overflow through me so that it can become a blessing to others. Let me just pray. God, thank You for Your word of life. I pray, God, that You would cause us, Lord, to abide in You more and let Your word abide in us. In our brokenness, God, bring wholeness. In our hurts and our wounds, we ask, God, that You would bring healing. And Lord, I even pray for physical healing, God, for those who have been affected by COVID or another sickness or disease. Some are being hospitalized, God. Some are just at home, Lord. Some, Lord God, life is being taken away from them slowly kasi yung mga financial blessings that they could have enjoyed another way, now they have to spend for medication and treatment. God, I pray that You would release not just the provision for these medicines and treatment, but Lord, but the provision of Your life-giving power so that we can continue to grow and increase in the midst of beginning spiritually, Lord, and let it manifest physically. Lord, for those who have been hurt and been enslaved by bitterness and unforgiveness or hopelessness and lifelessness, God, I pray that You would set us free. For those of us who are experiencing some torment, Lord, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, Lord, we thank You, God, that You came to undo the works of the enemy, Lord, to destroy the works of the enemy. Where there's stealing, let there be restoration. Where there's killing, Lord, let there be revival. Where there's destruction, Lord, let there be a rebuilding in every area of our lives. But more importantly, God, bring us to a place of trusting and believing in You, Jesus, the Christ, the Savior of the world, the Son of God. And may we come to know for ourselves and experience it that we are, by grace, by Your kindness, goodness, by Your living word, living in our hearts, that we are now Your children, headed for eternal life with You in its fullness for all eternity without end. Thank You, God, for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join the Victory Group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.